so half of my notes have all been said, so I'm going to try to jump around a little bit. I have not studied Rahab a whole lot, and so this week was really encouraging for me for several reasons, because I learned more about her than just the fact that she was a prostitute. You know, I think it's really interesting too, even having learned all the things that Date just pointed out, that even into James and into Hebrew, people still referred to her as Rahab the prostitute. You know, like that was still attached to her somehow, regardless of what role she had played. And so I kind of went back to the story and tried to pick it apart as much as I could. And here are some of the things that I think are kind of interesting. I think it's interesting, especially in light of what we talked about last week with Tamar, that when you think about women in this part of history, they really relied upon men in their families to look after them. And I want to know where her brothers and her father were, you know, like all of that kind of Old Testament teaching about, you know, the family lineage and things like that. I mean, she kind of stuck up for them and said to the spies, hey, will you rescue me and my family, which to me indicates that they're there in that town with her. And yet she is serving as a prostitute. I want to know what happened with their family, why she is living this life, has the reputation she has, because clearly prostitutes in that age weren't looked upon with a whole lot of respect either. So I wish I knew more of the story there. There wasn't a lot. I tried to pick around and read books and find out kind of what had gone down, and I was unable to find anything. So I think it's a really interesting part in this whole series called The Neglected Women of Faith. I want to know how her family neglected her, if they neglected her. And in the end, I think it's really striking that she still wants to protect them and stand up for them. So I think that that's really amazing. I also think it's interesting, I was listening to Date talk this morning. Last week, both him and Ashley, when they spoke on Tamar, probably without a lot of intentionality, kind of, you know, we're saying, you know, we don't encourage this kind of behavior at home. I love that kind of catchphrase that Ashley had said with, you know, don't go seduce your father, you know, or whatever. Well, here's the thing. You know, this morning, nobody mentioned anything about the fact that she lied, you know? Like, she flat out lied and deceived people. And somehow, that's just glanced over. And yet, when Tamar chooses to behave in the way that she behaved, it's kind of this sexual scandal. And why, you know, why is that so, you know, condemned, I guess, in response to just kind of glossing over the fact that Tamar lied? It made me think a lot about, like, the Nazi regime, and, like, if I had been housing Jews and the Nazis would have come to my house, kind of like, you know, the people here came to Rahab's home and said, you know, where are the spies? At what point is truth able to be messed with a little bit for the sake of their greater good? That was a question I had when I was reading this whole story. I don't really know what the answer is, but I think it's pretty amazing that in all of this, even in what Date talked about this morning, and nowhere in Scripture is that sin of hers, her, you know, lack of truth, ever condemned. Instead, she's really esteemed for one who acted in faith. And the thing that I find really encouraging in that is that in the end, all of us, you know, are imperfect people, and hopefully the good in our lives outweigh, you know, the bad. I love the story of Rahab after this week for several reasons, and one of them simply is just her confidence in God. I love strong, confident women, and I think that in this whole story she's talking about, you know, my whole city is really, like, melting in fear because of who you guys are and what has preceded you before coming to our town. And she, like Date had said, was just confident in who God was and wanted to be a part of what was going down, and I loved seeing that in her. I also really loved the fact that her protective nature as a woman is really highlighted. You know, she protected the spies, but she was also out to protect her family. And I think that that is one of the most beautiful characteristics of a woman. And I love how that is really highlighted in this story. I also love that the spies were willing to die for her. You know, they said, you know, this oath is really one that we're gonna stand up to. And it's almost like somehow whatever happened in their home that night, they heard her profession of faith, they welcomed her into their community and said, you're one of us, and so we're gonna look after you just like we would the people that we're trying to gain this land for. And I think that that's kind of the beauty of community, and part of what we are called to is to really lay down our lives for people who are in desolate situations and even just, you know, everyday life. We're supposed to really place ourselves out for them. Here's my favorite part. I love the VeggieTales. I've watched them for years, even though I have no children. I think they're hilarious. And one of my favorite ones was the story of Joshua and the big wall. And later on, I think it's in Joshua 6, the story of how they came to gain Jericho is they marched around Jericho, right? Once for 7 days. And on the seventh day, they all shouted and they blew trumpets and the wall came crashing down, right? Heroic, amazing story. And the French peas are all a part of that in the beautiful description told by the VeggieTales. However, it's specifically noted, you know, some of those times I think the details and stories are really obscure. Like, why did they say that? All the details that they could have written down. But they said specifically in Joshua 2, that Rahab's home was part of the wall. And I love the fact that the wall came crashing down, but somehow her little home didn't, you know? Like, everything else was crumbling, and somehow she was told to stay in her home with that scarlet cord, and God knew that that's where she would be. God also knew that that's how they were gonna take captive the city, and yet in all of that, this one nook, you know, the prostitute's home, was left standing. And I just think the symbolism of that is pretty amazing to me, because you can sit here and say all sorts of perhaps cheesy things about when everything's crumbling around you, blah, blah, blah. But, like, it really is true. Like, God knows the details of our lives. He knows where we are. He knows what's going down. And I love the imagery now, seeing that story a little bit more in full, that home of hers was left standing. So the other thing that I learned that I really love is that in one of the stories that I was reading, it's rumored that Salmon, the man that she ended up marrying, perhaps was one of the spies. And I like that, you know, like girl stories, you know, like it's the chick flick of the Old Testament. You know, here comes... Here comes this guy, you know, trying to save the day, and here's this prostitute, and, you know, they're talking about Jesus. Well, not Jesus. They're not talking about Jesus yet. They're talking about God. And so here he sees her, and he sees her heart. He sees her confidence. He sees her protective nature. He sees all of these things. And let's just say that that was who he was, because it's obviously up for grabs. But, you know, they end up falling in love and have Boaz, and Boaz has always been one of my favorite people in the Old Testament. You read about him in Ruth and just his heart, and it says that he was a man of standing. You know, here's a son of a prostitute that is referred to in Scripture as a man of standing, and all the good that he did in that story of Ruth, I think, is pretty amazing. So I think it's interesting that still in Hebrews and in James, we know her as Rahab the prostitute, but for all that being said, I think, you know, she is like Date had said, she is a hospitable woman. She's also the mother of Boaz. She's the lover of Salmon. She's the woman whose home remained standing when, you know, God let the whole wall come down. I mean, there's just so much to her story, and I'm really glad that I was able to study it a little bit more this week. So,
for I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was